Welcome to About Music. I'm Brian. You've just been listening to the Ruslan and Ludmila Overture by Mikhail Glinka, a really exciting display of orchestral brilliance full of energy and colour. It's the start of an epic tale with a bold, sweeping theme and rhythmic vitality. It's a piece that grabs your attention, doesn't it, from the first note, drawing you into the world of adventure and heroism. Today's program is slightly different from our usuals. I'm going to be presenting lighter music in a sundowner manner. This is not to say that I've forgotten about Schumann and his influence on Brahms, but we'll tackle that another time. We're going to follow that with Beethoven's Romance No. 2, a beautifully expressive piece, with the violin offering a serene melody that feels like a conversation between the soloist and the accompaniment. There's a subtlety about this piece that invites you to listen deeply. It's very gentle and elegant, creating a peaceful, almost introspective atmosphere. It's the kind of piece that calms the mind.
Thank you.
The Blue Danube waltz by Johann Strauss is the quintessential waltz, graceful, sweeping, full of life. The flowing rhythm and melody are so uplifting, I'll bet you feel like dancing, even if you're just listening. It's a piece that never fails to bring a sense of joy and lightness in any setting.
Thank you.
Contrasting to the Blue Danube that we've just listened to, we have the swan by Saint-Saëns. This is the serene elegance of a swan gliding across the river, with the cello, smooth and lyrical, painting a vivid picture of quiet grace. The gentle accompaniment complements the cello, creates this atmosphere of calm and beauty. J.S. Bach wrote a concerto for two violins. We're going to listen to the second movement, in which the two soloists create a rich, intimate dialogue that folds with remarkable tenderness. The lyrical lines of the violin seem to talk to each other, gently weaving in and out, and they create a tranquil and reflective moment. It's elegant, it's soothing, it's peaceful.
Thank you.
Another peaceful item is Debussy's Clair de Lune, evoking the shimmering light of the moon reflected on water. It's got soft flowing piano textures, creating an atmosphere of quiet beauty. It's got a very dreamlike quality and transports the listener to a world of calm serenity.
Thank you.
Somewhat of a contrast, Elgar's Salute d'Amour, A Salute to Love. It's a lovely, heartfelt expression of affection. The violin carries a melody full of warmth and tenderness, accompanied by a gentle piano that complements the emotion of the music. Next up, a Hungarian dance by Brahms. Lively and spirited music, full of energy and rhythmic drive. The energetic melodies seem to leap off the page. They capture the essence of Hungarian folk dance. This is joyful, infectious music that brings a burst of life and excitement to any program.
Thank you.
Our last item for today is Dvorak's New World Symphony. We're going to listen to only the fourth movement. It's really uplifting and beautiful music, so I'm not going to say anything more about it. I bid you farewell with this number. Until next week.
Thank you.